She's Not There by Joy Fielding. Performed by Tanya Eby. It was barely 8 a.m. and the phone was already ringing. Caroline could make out the distinctive three-ring chime that signaled a long-distance call, even with the bathroom door closed and the shower running. She chose to ignore it, deciding it was probably a telemarketer or the press. Either alternative was odious, but given a choice between the two, Caroline would have opted for the telemarketer. Telemarketers were only after your money. The press wanted your blood. Even after all this time. 15 years tomorrow. She buried her head under the shower's hot spray, the lather of her shampoo oozing across her closed eyes and down her cheeks. That couldn't be right. How could 15 years of seemingly endless days and sleepless nights have passed by so quickly? At the very least, she would have thought public curiosity in her would have waned by now. But if anything, such interest had actually increased with each successive anniversary. Reporters had been calling for weeks, some from as far away as Australia and Japan. What was her life like now? Were there any new leads? Any new men? Another suicide, perhaps? Did she still harbor hopes of seeing her daughter again? Did the police still consider her a suspect in the child's disappearance? Except Samantha would no longer be a child. Barely 2 when she'd vanished without a trace from her crib at an upscale Mexican resort while, according to the press, her parents cavorted with friends at a nearby restaurant. Her daughter would be 17 now, assuming she was still alive. So, in answer to some of their questions, there were no new leads. She would never give up hope. She no longer gave a hoot what the police thought about her, and her life would be a lot better if the vultures of the press would leave her the hell alone. Her head bowed, water dripping from her nose and chin, Caroline reached up to turn off the shower taps, satisfied that the phone's intrusive ringing had finally stopped. She understood it was just a temporary respite. Whoever had called would call again. They always did. Stepping onto the heated white and gray marble floor of her bathroom, she wrapped herself in her white terry cloth bathrobe and swiped at the layer of steam that coated the large mirror above the double sink with the palm of her hand. A 46-year-old woman with wet brown hair and tired green eyes stared back at her. A far cry from the beautiful and reserved young woman with haunted eyes that the newspapers had described at the time of Samantha's disappearance. Somehow managing to make the words beautiful and reserved ugly and accusatory.